Marshall Public Schools is scheduled to hold its ceremony for the 2020 graduating senior class tonight. The coronavirus pandemic postponed the ceremony from its original date of May 17th. Marshall High School principal Ian Virts explains the details.
We're going to have that graduation ceremony at the Marshall High School football stadium, 6 p.m. on June 27th. That's a Saturday night. For some reason, we would face a rain or a weather issue. We do have another date scheduled for June 28th, the very next evening at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Virt says seating arrangements for the event will include social distancing.
Traditionally, we use just stadium seating, but we'll have some area and green space along the football field, as well as some other bleachers that are going to be brought in so our families can spread out and observe the event. We're really excited to be able to do that for everyone.
Virts also says families may bring lawn chairs to sit in the green space available for viewing. The graduation ceremony will be broadcast live on KMMO's Facebook page. Again, that ceremony is scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock this evening. A Kansas City, Kansas man facing a murder charge appeared in court this week. A news release says on February 22nd, Sedalia police officers responded to the 700 block of East 17th Street where they found Robert G. Fox lying in the street dead from an apparent gunshot wound to the chest. After an investigation, detectives were able to establish a motive and identify a suspect vehicle that later led authorities to a subject who also lived in the Kansas City, Kansas area. Authorities tracked the suspect vehicle to Sedalia prior to the homicide and back to the KCK area, and 27-year-old Daniel Fernandez has been charged. Fernandez has been charged with a Class A felony for murder in the second degree, a Class D felony for kidnapping in the second degree, and unclassified felonies for armed criminal action and unlawful use of a weapon. On Wednesday, the Pettis County prosecutor filed for grand jury indictment. Fernandez waived his right to a preliminary hearing on Friday. No other information is available at this time. A Warrensburg man is facing multiple felony charges following execution of a search warrant this week. A news release says on Wednesday, investigators with the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control's Digital Forensic Investigative Unit seized child pornography and computer equipment at the home of 39-year-old Ronald John Booker, who was arrested and transported to the Johnson County Jail. Booker has been charged with three counts of a Class B felony for promoting child pornography in the first degree. Bond has been set at $35,000 cash only. Booker entered a not guilty plea during his arraignment yesterday. A case review is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. on July 8th, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. September 9th at Johnson County Circuit Court. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, nearly all counties have canceled the big events for their annual fairs, and some have even canceled their livestock shows. The Cooper County Fair Board has announced that the show must go on, at least in some fashion. The board has canceled all of the large events for the 2020 Cooper County Fair, but livestock shows and the annual barbecue still will be held. The 2020 Cooper County Fair events will kick off with the annual barbecue fundraiser from 4 to 7 p.m. today. This barbecue will be a drive-through event where you can place your order and it will be brought to your car. The limited fair will be held Saturday, July 18th through Friday, July 24th. For more information, including a schedule of events, visit this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. You're listening to news on KMMO. Visitation for 72-year-old Betty June Moley of Wooldridge, who died Wednesday, will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. A graveside service will follow at 1:30 p.m. at Clark's Chapel Cemetery in Franklin. Funeral service for 86-year-old Cyril Dwayne Crafton of Joplin and formerly of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Monday. Burial will follow Tuesday's services at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 80-year-old Wayne Barfredi of Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where Masonic services will be held at 5:30 p.m. and visitation from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday. Burial with military rites will follow Wednesday services at Blackburn Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.